For anybody just tuning in to Radio Mark Readyville, we're chatting with Marshall Chapman. And I was hoping we could talk about your book. I actually purchased it and had the chance to read most of it before the interview. It's called They Came to Nashville. And there's just so many wonderful moments in the book. I was wondering if there's a particular story that holds a special significance to you that you could talk about.
Oh, my God. Well, the stories were amazing. And for those of you listening, it's like 15 chapters, and each chapter is a songwriter. And I'm sure they've all been documented elsewhere, you know, all their accomplishments. I was only interested in that vulnerable moment, you know, when you leave everything you've ever known to go to a city where you know nobody to pursue a dream. I mean, Jimmy's first night in Nashville, if I'm not mistaken, he checked into the Holiday Inn and he had two guitars and they were stolen. I mean, the stories are just heartbreaking. You know, Rodney Crowell came, basically lived like a homeless person. I think he was camped out at Percy. He couldn't even afford a hotel room. He and Donovan Cowart drove up from Houston and they were staying out at Percy Priest Park, sleeping on top of a picnic table, using his guitar case as a pillow. And every day they would go to Centennial Park where all the hippies used to hang out. This was the early 70s. But the stories were just John Hyatt drove down from Indianapolis with a buddy in a 1961. That was the thing. I had six questions I asked everybody, and I think my favorite question was, what mode of transportation brought you? And Hyatt's was the best. He drove down in a 61 Corvair. It did not have a floorboard. And, you know, you could just see the asphalt flying underneath the car. And I think they had to stop and put like 10 quarts of oil in it. It was burning oil like crazy. They would buy just quarts of oil and keep putting oil in it so it would make it to Nashville. But I love Hyatt. Yeah, we just Fred Flintstoned on down to Nashville. I'd never heard anybody use Fred Flintstone as a verb, but it worked. But the stories, it's hard to pick a favorite, Kirsten. You know, Rodney's a great storyteller. And one of the questions I asked everybody, what's something that's happened to you in Nashville that could have only happened in Nashville? And one time, Rodney, how many people other than Rodney would have Johnny Cash, that list is small, for a father-in-law? And he asked Cash if he could borrow his Cadillac because he wanted to drive down to meet with some producers in Muscle Shoals, you know, make a big impression and everything. And he borrows his Cadillac. Cash is out of town. This guy that worked for Cash named Sonny gassed it up for him, and he had it all ready. And, like, Rodney pulls out of the Cash place out on Old Hickory Lake, and, like, he has a wreck, like, within 100 yards of the house. He sideswipes this truck because he got distracted, was looking down or something at the seat. That's a pretty good story. I asked him, what color was a Cadillac? He said, well, it was black. Well, did it have white wall tires? No, they were black. Was the interior black? Yeah, it was black. Oh, so it was a black, black on black. He said, yeah, plus it was the man in black's black, black on black. We had a lot of fun. It was really more like conversations than interviews. I talked to everybody from 24-year-old Miranda Lambert to then 75-year-old Willie Nelson. And Willie's, whew, you know, I write an introductory intro for each chapter, then it segues into the interview about their first experience in Nashville. And when I wanted to, you know, most people, I just sat down and interviewed them. And Willie's was very unique. Most of the chapters, I write an intro that lasts, it's either a half page to maybe 10 or 15 pages long. Willie's interview is, his intro is 46 pages long. And, you know, you have to read the book to find out why. But that was a different experience, more different than all the others. Willie just said, why don't you come out on the bus and hang with us? So that's what I did.
I don't think many people have had that experience, you know, the chance to ride on Willie Nelson's bus.
It's amazing. And if I seem spacey today, it is because I have been on that bus. I mean, you don't have to partake. You just breathe.
The contact high.
But it's worth it.
Well, you wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
And it appears on Big Lonesome, so I want to play that right now.
Oh, that's so great. That's the only song on the new album that actually has a connection to the book. That's cool you noticed that. Thank you.